coming up this Sunday, October the 22nd at 3 p.m., R. Paul Crabb will lead the University Singers in Trials and Triumphs. Dr. Crabb is in studio to talk about this weekend's concert. Thank you for visiting today.
Glad to be here, Trevor.
Trials and Triumphs. It sounds like an ambitious program. What do you have planned for this Sunday?
Well, we've selected music that not only details the trials we have as human beings, but also the ways, the various creative ways that we deal with these challenges. I've selected repertoire from many different countries, including Russia, Estonia, France, Italy, England, and of course here in the United States. I think this sort of demonstrates the global nature of challenges, but also the global nature of the human's will to conquer any kind of challenges we have, ways to deal with these issues we have.
So maybe we should back up a step and clarify, who are the University Singers?
The University Singers is our premier choral organization, that it's 55 selected voices. And by the way, this is our School of Music centennial year. And so this is, all of our concerts here are sort of referencing and honoring the people who 100 years ago had the vision to not only start the music, to perpetuate it and to grow it and to turn it into the fine school of music that we have currently. These are works that are current works that are actually just selected for this particular theme. Next semester, we will include some MU composers, and we'll participate in many of the festivities honoring the composers and musicians of the past in the history of the School of Music. Actually, for the Choral Union this fall, this is one of the choral ensembles, of course, a group that includes university singers, but also includes university students not in university singers and members of the community. And we are performing Elijah by Mendelssohn, which is the first piece that is recorded by the first group known as Choral Union, still going today, more than 40 years later. In fact, we have some very dedicated members who have been singing in this group for over 40 years. So we are in Choral Union referencing our anniversary of the 100th year, but for University Singers, we'll participate in those activities next semester.
All this school year, there is a special focus on the history of the MU mm-hmm. School of Music, because here mm-hmm. we are in the 100th year. So we've been visiting with former faculty and alums about their memories of the school. Tell me about Tom Mills. Did you have a acquaintance with him?
No, I think he passed away before I came here, actually. Well, I've met many of the people who sang under him and were influenced by Tom Mills. Evidently, not only was he a fine musician, but had the ability to attract people together, to provide the kind of environment where they not only enjoyed music, but they enjoyed each other. Some of these members of the choirs that Tom Mills conducted have been tremendous supporters over the years. We've had some people who have continually donated time, donated funds, and have done so much to support and perpetuate the success of University Singers.
That's R. Paul Crabb. He is professor of choral conducting, and he leads the University Singers, the premier vocal group here at the University of Missouri. The group has been around for decades. How do you keep the programs and the repertoire fresh between recitals?
Well, there's no wanting for choral repertoire. I could, and I tell my students this, that I could easily program music that I've never done before and teach for another 100 years and never duplicate, because there's so much choral music. We literally go back and we begin singing the repertoire in the from 15th century. So just 15th century, 16th century, 17th century, and you have thousands and thousands and tens of thousands of works. So there's never a problem with finding new repertoire. We will also say that, of course, current composers are writing for choral ensembles, are producing a lot of choral music, and we do a good number of new pieces. In fact, we've had, I think, three or four commissions in the last 3 years.
You mentioned earlier the nations that are represented in the Trials and Triumphs concert.
Mm-hmm.
Are there a few pieces that you're especially excited about that are on the program for next Sunday's concert?
Yes, I think a couple of them come to mind. The French set by Poulenc that we're doing is Un Soir de Neige, was written during World War II, the Nazi occupation. the poet Éluard wrote this poetry, and he was a staunch French nationalist. He wrote this poetry near the end of the occupation, and in fact, one of his poems called Liberté was actually distributed throughout Europe by the British Air Force. They used this poem and dropped it to help people gather their optimism and to retain their sort of persistence through the end of World War II. And so this poetry talks about the hunted and the hunters, and of course referring to the German occupational forces and the French, and it talks about how the human spirit survives that kind of occupation. There's another piece about nine and a half minutes by the Estonian composer Tormis. This is based on a Finnish epic poem, and this poem describes the legend, the Finnish legend, of how iron is made in the earth. And it speaks of the different ways that this was formed in the earth. And like so many things, if we as human beings don't retain ethics, we can take something that is formed for the good of humankind and we turn it into something that is going to destroy us if we aren't careful. And so it talks about the things that we need to do as human beings to avoid our own self-destruction because we no longer retain the ethics and the morals that we are supposed to retain in order to perpetuate our humankind. Light stuff.
That's our Paul Crabb. He'll be leading the University Singers this Sunday at 3 p.m. He hopes you take some optimism away from the Trials and Triumphs concert. You can find more details online at music.missouri.edu. Dr. Crabb, thank you for visiting today and have a great concert next Sunday.
Thanks, Trevor. I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you.